بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Who can help me with the translation, please? Safat, verse 140. Safat as-Safat. Continuing with the Qasas al-Anbiya, the stories of the prophets, from the Mufassir of the Quran, Shaykh Abd Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah. We have reached now the next story, which is the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. So after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he said, Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah said, Huwa min anbiya'i bani Israel al-Idham. He is from the scholars, he is from the prophets of Bani Israel. From the prophets of Bani Israel. Ba'athahu Allahu ila ahli Ninwa, or from the Ard of Mosul, or considered to be from the Ard of Mosul, which is in Iraq. Mosul. So from that people, or to that people, the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was sent to. فَدَعَاهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And so he called them to Allah, just like all the other prophets, they called to Allah. And the meaning of Allah means ذُو الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ, the one who deserves to be worshipped. So he called them to Allah to worship Him alone. Ta'ala, who is the Most High. فَأَبَوْ عَلَيْهِ, but they turned away from Him. ثُمَّ كَرَّرَ عَلَيْهِمُ الدَّعْوَى فَأَبَوْ. Then he repeated calling them to Allah, and they continued to reject Him. They continued to deny Him. فَوَعَدَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Then he promised them that they will be punished. وَخَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِهِمْ. And he left them. So as he's leaving, he's promised them that they will be punished. وَلَمْ يَصْبِرْ الصَّبَرَ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي. And he was not patient, a patience that is required, or that is needed, or that is wanted of him. So he was patient, but he wasn't patient as Allah wanted to continue calling them. They turned away, you continue. They turned away, you continue. This is the da'wah of Allah. Don't fall short. Don't despair. Continue. Look, Musa alayhi salam went up against Fir'aun and his people, the Bani Israel, the hardest from the people, and Bani Israel as well. The Bani Israel, Yunus went to them as well, and they're not easy. Not easy to deal with. And they turned away and he left them. He was not patient enough to remain. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَبْقَى مَغَاضِبًا لَهُمْ. But he remained angry over them. So he was not patient. The patience that is required of him from Allah to remain. He was patient, yes. He was a great Nabi. But here Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah said that what was required of him is to remain and continue. And this is what we find with the prophets. وَهُمْ لَمَّا ذَهَبَ نَبِيهُمْ أُلْقِيَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ التَّوْبَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالْإِنَابَ بَعْدَمَا شَهِدُوا مُقَدِّمَاتِ الْعَذَابِ. Then after he left them, the beginning of the punishment came upon the people of Yunus عليه الصلاة والسلام. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in their hearts, after they turned back, when they saw that punishment, they turning back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in their hearts tawbah for those who did turn back and for those who were repentant after they saw the beginning of the punishment coming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that punishment from them once they turned back. والظاهر أن يونس علم انكشاف العذاب عنهم واستمر في ذهابه عنهم. And it seems as though, he says, Yunus had noticed that punishment as it's coming to them, and they made tawbah, and then the punishment started to be removed, so he continued upon his path away from them. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا, that he left in such a manner that he was angry. Initially that's how he was angry, and he left, and he just continued to leave them. He didn't really go back. He was angry for how they treated him. He was angry how they turned away from him. And so he just left them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, when he ran to the laden ship. And this is mentioned in Surah As-Saffat. وَإِنَّ يُونَسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And verily indeed, Yunus was one of the messages. إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. When he ran to the laden ship, فَسَاهَمَا فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَضِينَ. Then he agreed to cast lots, because that ship, as he went on it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that there were rough seas, and that Allah willed that the people said, we're going to have to let somebody get off, otherwise we will drown. All of us will drown. Have to let somebody to leave. They drew lots to see who they're going to throw over the ship. They drew lots, and he was among the losers. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَضِينَ. So it wasn't just him. There were others with him that also had to be thrown off. But he was a Nabiullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that he give da'wah to the people. And when he turned away, angry over the people, even after some of them began to make tawbah and turn back, he still left them. Been angry over them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to turn back, continue the da'wah. Don't leave the people, continue the da'wah. Then a big fish swallowed him. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. Then a big fish swallowed him, as he had done an act worthy of blame. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Had he not been of them who exalted Allah in praise, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He would have indeed remained inside its belly, inside the belly of the fish, until the day of resurrection. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ. But we cast him forth on the naked shore while he was sick. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّنْ يَقَطِينَ. And we caused a plant of gourd to grow over him. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. And we sent him to 100,000 people or even more. فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينَ. And they believed, so we gave them enjoyment for a while. So this section here in Surah As-Saffat, Shaykh Sa'd rahimahullah speaks about it, and he says, فَرَكِبَ فِي سَفِينَةٍ مُوَقَّرَ مِنَ الرِّكَابِ وَالْأَحْمَالِ. As he boarded the ship, which contained people and also goods that were being transported, فَلَمَّا تَوَسَطُ الْبَحْرِ. When they reached in the middle of this ocean, or as it reached further out into sea, شَارَفَتَ عَلَى الْغَرْقِ. It was nearly about to sink. وَدَارَ الْأَمْرِ بَيْنَ أَنْ يَبْقُوا جَمِيعًا فِيهَا فَيُهْلَكُوا. And the affair reached to the extent that, are they going to allow someone to be thrown off and save the whole ship, or we all sink altogether? Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah says, this is proof of akhaf al-maslaha bayna maslahatayn wa akhaf al-dararayn. The two harms, the harm is either we remain and the whole ship will sink, or the lesser of the two harms is we throw someone or two aboard. We throw one or two, because they did lots. Wherever the lots reach, then that's the person they're going to throw. At least they remain. Many of them get saved. If it's 98% going to be saved and 2% going to die, It's better, isn't it? This is called the lesser of the two evils. This is the statement that Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah mentions, أَخَفَّ دَرَّيْتَ فَهُلِكُوا فَيَهْلَكُوا sorry, بَيْنَ أَنْ يُلْقُوا بَعْضُهُمْ بِمِقْدَارِ مَا تَخِفْ السَّفِينَ فَيَسْلَمُ الْبَاقُونَ. So, some of them will be saved if they were to throw over some in order for it to sail and not to sink. فَاخْتَارُوا الْأَخِيرُ وَلِعَدْلِهِمْ وَتَوْفِيقِهِمْ فَاخْتَرَعُوا. And Shaykh Sa'd rahimahullah said this is from their justice and this is also from their enlightenment to know the truth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them to use al-qur'ah, which is lots. And you can do that na'am, if you are undecided between two affairs or between three, you do lots in order to see which of the phase you're going to choose. This is allowed. And even, for example, na'am, you have to decide to, if you're married to two, three wives, for example, and you have to decide which one to take in the beginning. Once the turn starts, it starts. But where, say, for example, in the beginning, you have to choose who to take, then use lots. Draw lots. Sheikh Ubaid mentioned that. Draw lots and choose the one that na'am, it comes first, and then so on and so forth. So you can use this lots in order to see which decision you're going to make. فَأَصَابَتِ الْقُرْعَةِ أُنَاسًا مِّنْهُمْ. So the lots, the name of those in the lots that were chosen were going to be thrown overboard. And from them is Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَضِينَ. And he was from those who lost. Those who lost the drawing of lots. أي المغلوبين في القرعة. فألقوا فابتلعه الحوت. So they threw him overboard. فألقوه. And he was swallowed by the fish. ابتلاعا. Notice that swallowing did not break any of his bones when the fish swallowed him. It didn't break any of his bones. لم يكسر له عظما. وَلَمْ يَمْضَغْ لَهُ لَحْمًا. Nor was his flesh chewed. So he was swallowed whole. فَلَمَّا صَارَ فِي جَوْفِ الْحُوتِ. When he was inside the belly of the fish, فِي تِلْكَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, in darkness, he called upon Allah, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. There is none worthy of worship except you. Subhanaka. High is Allah from imperfection. Indeed, I am from the wrongdoers. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْحُوتِ أَن تُلْقِيهِ بِالْعَرَاءِ. And so Allah commanded the fish to bring him out in a barren land, in a land which is translated in Noble Quran as naked land or barren land. So he was put forward in this land after he said this dua. And some of the scholars of tafsir, they said actually this is a blessing from Allah that he blessed him to say this. وَلَوْلَا أَن تَدَارَكَوْ نِعْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ لَنُبِدَ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ مَذْمُومٌ سَطْنُونَ. If he didn't have that blessing from Allah to have the ability to say that tasbih, to say that kalimat al-tawheed, he will still be in the belly of the fish until yawm al-qiyamah, Allah says. And also some of the scholars of tafsir mention that the tasbih here refers to as-salah. He was actually praying in the belly of the fish. Subhanallah, in darkness, he was praying in the belly of the fish. Shows you the importance of salah. The importance of salah, and that salvation comes after it. Salvation comes with the salah. Salvation and success comes with establishing the prayer. He established the prayer even in the belly of the fish. And he said this great dua. Another benefit that Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di mentions, which is a nice benefit, he said, Allah saved him in this time of difficulty. Because he, in times of ease, was used to saying this dua or this dhikr. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Recognizing that he's fell short, and he recognizing that we and each and every one of us need to recognize that we are deficient and we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease, such that when times of difficulty comes upon us, if we say that dua in times of difficulty whilst we were saying it before, then Allah will take us out from that difficulty. Allah will bring us out of that hardship. It's easy for Allah. We say kun fayakun. So why do we fall short? In times of ease, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of ease, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prostrate to Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your life easy for Him. The Prophet said that to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Oh young boy, let me teach you some words of advice. Ihfadillah yahfadk. Guard Allah's duties, Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahak. Guard Allah's duties, you will find Him in front of you. And in one wording, ta'rifu rabbaka fi ar-rakha ya'rifuka fi shiddah. You know your Lord in times of ease, He will know you in times of difficulty. Know your Lord in times of ease. No difficulty upon you. You got no sickness. You got no hardship. You got no ham wal gham, distress that's concerning you, that's occupying your mind. It's evil things. Ham wal gham. Prophet will seek refuge from that. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al ham wal gham. This distress. Wallahi, make people, they commit suicide, a'udhu billah, because of distress, sorrowness and sadness and distress and difficulty, a'udhu billah, they commit suicide. But Allah Azawajal has not permitted us to do that. Allah says, don't kill yourselves, لا تقتل أنفسكم ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. Don't cause destruction with your own hands. Allah has given us solution. Solution is dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ham wal-gham. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from distress. Having that uneasiness in the heart and distress. Allah, some people, they get so constrained, they lose it. They turn to drugs. They turn to alcohol. They think that alcohol is going to make you worse. Or they turn to the cigarette, thinking that is going to make you more nervous. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ham wal-gham. وَغَلَبَتَ الدَّيْنِ وَغَلَبَتَ الرِّجَالِ. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from being overcome with debt. Some people overcome with debt, they lose it. They lose it, خلاص, go on. Huh? They kill themselves, they overcome with debt. غَمْ وَالدَّيْنِ وَغَلَبَتَ الرِّجَالِ. Some people lose it because of men overpowering them. We seek refuge from being overpowered by men. By being oppressed by men. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasal wal-ajaz. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from what? From laziness. And from not having the ability to worship you. Not having the ability to walk, to talk, to... SubhanAllah, so many blessings Allah gives us. We seek refuge from not having that ability, the ajaz. A'udhu bika min aish? Min al-haram. We seek refuge from... Al-haram, old age, and su'il kibar, the evil of old age, such that when you get older, you're so old, you urinate yourself. You're so old, go toilet upon yourself. And you need others to help you, you better go to the toilet. SubhanAllah. A'udhu bika min su'il kibar. Make this dua, it's important. Make this dua. A'udhu bika min al-haram. From old age, where you can't even perform the most easy of affairs. Allah protect us. And look at those scholars who did that. And do that. They reached 90. SubhanAllah, they're still drinking coke. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah. In his 90s, he's still drinking coke and Pepsi. Huh? And you and me, if we drank it in our 40s, subhanAllah, we fall sick, get inflammation the whole night. SubhanAllah. Allah bless them, Allah bless them. Wallahi. And Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah said, I used to fast since I was 20. I was fasting Monday, Thursdays. Take care, he used to say, take care of your body when you're young, it will take care of you when you're old. And he used to say about food, when he served the food with different colors and different sizes, he used to say about the food, he says, give it colors, it will give you sides. Make you fat. You give it too many colors. So you shouldn't give it food, eat that which is simple, enough. And you see the Shaykh, subhanAllah, when he's breaking his fast, he has his strawberry milk tea with these large torpedoed dates that you've never seen before. Maybe one is enough for you for the whole evening, subhanAllah. And that's his, until he goes home. Very simple. Luqaymat yaqumna bihasbika luqaymat yaqumna sulba. As the Messenger ﷺ said, it is sufficient for you, luqaymat, few morsels of food that are enough to keep your back straight. Subhanallah. Nowadays, mashallah, tabarakallah, when we come to eat, it's not luqaymat yaqumna sulba. It is big meal, ya akhi. Subhanallah. Meal for three. The person is eating meals for three. Mashallah, tabarakallah. Where are you going, ya akhi? Aina tadhabun, ya akhi? Where are you going? Eat. Little, ya akhi. Sahaba, Prophet ﷺ, na'am, they used to speak about eating too much. They used to speak, when you sit down and eat, how do you sit down and eat? With your whole stomach opened wide? Huh? Sitting on your buttocks and your whole stomach is open wide? Or do you sit down on your knees, one knee and one foot, the right foot on the ground? You sit down like that, such that a third of your stomach is food, and a third is water, and a third is air. So you can breathe. How is it when we sit down for food? Allah protect us and make us not those who eat too much. Ey wallah, this is sickness, eating too much. So making these du'as are important. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to make du'a. And he used to seek Allah's help in times of ease. So when times of difficulty came, subhanAllah, Allah took him away from that difficulty. Because he was already in times of ease calling upon Allah. So it wasn't just that at that time he called upon Allah, Allah saved him. No. Shaykh al-Sa'd al-Rahman says, he was calling upon Allah from before. فَخَرَجَ مِن بَطْنِهِ كَالْفَرْخَ الْمَمْعُوطِ مِنَ الْبَيْضَةِ. Just like he came out from the belly of the fish onto the land, just like a chick coming out of an egg. Weak, need of help, because you know he's in the fish of the belly for a while, and now he's coming to the land. غاية الضعف, with so much weakness. والوهن, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaded him with a tree. فأظلته بظلها الظليل, and it shaded him. That tree shaded him until he was able to gain some strength. وَأَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ أَن يَرْجِعَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, and Allah commanded him to go back to your people. فَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ وَيَدْعُوهُمْ, to teach them and call them. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ أَهْلُ بَلَدِهِ. This time, because they already tasted some of the punishment before, this time they answered his call. How many of them? 100,000 of them or more. فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين. And so they believed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them for a while, for that time. وفي هذه القصة عتاب الله ليونس. In this qissa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نعم, showing Yunus with kindness that he cannot escape Allah. You can go to the belly of the fish, you can go to the sea and try and go as far, but in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where you are. You can't hide from Allah. You can't run away from Allah. Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah. And he wasn't running away, he was running away from the people. He didn't want to continue calling them because of the harm that he faced from them. حَبْسُهُ فِي بَطْنِ الْحُوتِ. But Allah showed him, look, that by putting him in the belly of the fish, Allah showed him that Where are you going? You're going to come back to me. But you cannot escape. لِيَكُونَ كَفَّارَةً. And that period of time of darkness, of hardship, of distress for Yunus, it was expiation, he says, for that which transpired from him. And it's a blessing from Allah that he put him in the belly of the fish as an expiation. وَمِنْ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ اسْتَجَابَ لَهُ هَذَا الْعَدَدُ الْكَثِيرُ. And from the blessing of Allah also upon him is that many people came to the deen. He called all those people to the deen thereafter, and they followed, and he became from the prophets who had many followers. وَفِيهَا also is the Qur'ah, the allowance of the Qur'ah, which we already spoke to about, and the lesser of the two harms, if there are two harms that are going to be that are befallen you. وفيها أن العبد إذا كانت له مقدمة صالحة مع ربه. And in it also, if the person initially he was good with his Lord and he made a mistake, then and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he made the mistake, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be from the grateful ones. He will not forget what you were doing in the good times of ease. He will not forget you in times of difficulty. And he removed that difficulty in its totality. That's why he said in the story of Yunus alayhi salam, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِتَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he was not from the musabbihin, meaning prior to that, then he would have stayed in the belly of the fish until the day of judgment. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, دَعْوَةُ أَخِي دِنُّون. The supplication of my brother Dinnun, مَا دَعَ بِهَا مَكْرُوبٌ إِلَّا فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. There isn't anyone who uses the same dua in times of difficulty, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that difficulty from him. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتْ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And also in it is al-Iman, faith, which will aid you in times of difficulty, times of hardship. Because Allah said in the end of that verse, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 88, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And such is how we save the believers. أي إِذَا وَقَعُوا فِيهَا لِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Meaning, if they end up having iman, full iman, proper iman, good iman, correct belief, then alhamdulillah, they will be with those who are saved. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse, وَأَنْتُمْ عَلَوْنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be uppermost if you are true believers. So belief, and having the correct belief, is a reason for Allah saving you. Being upon the correct aqidah, being upon the correct belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you many levels. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah raises the believers and those who are the possessors of knowledge. He raises them many levels. So having faith, having iman in Allah and His books and His messengers and the angels and the last day and the pre-decree, good and bad, having iman in all of those six beliefs is the reason, Ya Abdullah, if you have the correct iman, is the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raising you many levels and protecting you and aiding you. But we have to be true believers. We have to be believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. O you who believe, believe. Renew your belief. Renew your iman on a daily basis. Iman becomes old, just like your clothes become old. After many years, your clothes wear out, iman wears out. We need to renew it. We need to renew our belief. Renew, revise our iman. Revise it and go back. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Him to accept and to be merciful with us. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds, that these deeds will enter us into paradise. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our shortcomings, because wallahi, no one is safe. No one is secure except those who have already passed away upon iman. That's why if you're going to praise anyone, if you're going to follow anyone, follow those who have already passed away. Man kana mustannan falyastan biman qad mat. Whoever is going to follow anyone, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, then follow those who have already passed away. فَإِنَّ الْحَيِّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ لَهُ. Because the one is alive, it cannot be so safe that he will be upon that correct path until he dies. Allahu A'lam. Maybe the test comes and he can't pass the test. Maybe the test comes and he falls short. Yunus alayhi salam, he went away from the people, even after being commanded, but in the end, Allah guided him, and he was repentant. It shows you the mercy of Allah. Mercy of Allah, that He loves to forgive, He loves to aid, He loves to help. After he was repentant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought so much khair from his da'wah. So likewise, we need to be repentant. No one is secure. No one is safe, except by the will of Allah. We are all in need of Allah. Once we have that belief and that feeling in our heart and knowing our worth, that we are in need, that we are not worth much. What were you and me created from? A sperm. That's it. And it is weak. مِمَّاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Allah says from a water that is weak. From fluid that is weak. That's all you and me are created from. So why are you arrogant then? Why are you turning away from Allah? Why don't we repent to Allah daily? Why we don't ask Allah for forgiveness daily? Why we don't ask Allah for His mercy daily? Why don't we teach our children these blessed prophets to show you and me that in reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true guide. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. Those who are guided, we increase them in guidance. So seek Allah's guidance sincerely. From your heart, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those you have favored. Who is it Allah has favored? ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are the ones who will be with the ones He has favored from the prophets, the truthful ones, the martyrs and the righteous. They're the ones Allah has favored and has raised many levels. Wouldn't you like to be with the best companions? وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. It's only a few days patience. It's only a few days. Nobody knows when you're going to die. Wallahi, you come in and you go out. Blink of an eye, it will feel like. At the point of death, it will feel like just a blink of an eye. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, it will feel like just between morning and duha, or morning and afternoon, ashiyatun wa duha. You will feel that it's nothing, that really it was only a few days, it was only a short time. Can you and me now remember all of these years that have passed by? You can't remember everything. Look how quick it went. So this is now, we are living now. So Allah says in Surah Al-Hud, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek Allah's forgiveness. For that has transpired, then repent to Him now. So past, present, and in the future, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which He loves. And that covers all three tenses, past, present, and future. The da'wah of the Anbiya covers all three. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Forgive, ask His forgiveness, then repent to Him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and aid us and forgive us our shortcomings. Subhanaka wa bihamdika, ashhadu la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. No. This one. This Surah Al-Hud mentions many prophets and messengers, and this particular verse is repeated. These are the ones that covers all three tenses. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Ask for His forgiveness and turn to Him. Forgiveness for the past. Turn to Him now and in the future. In repentance. Verily, my Lord is the most merciful, most loving. Some of the scholars mentioned this verse. The Da'wah of the Anbiya covers all the tenses. Past, present, future. You want to get to Jannah? Astaghfiruhu thumma tubu ilayh. Astaghfiruhu thumma tubu ilayh. Naam, ya. Bad companions. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The advice is the advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the example of a good companion, كَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ, like the one who sells musk. He may give it to you as a gift, or you may at least smell a good smell from him. The example of a bad companion is like the blacksmith, the ironmonger. The blacksmith, he may burn your clothes, or you may end up having a pungent smell from him. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilih, falyanzur ahadakum man yukhalil." A person is upon the religion of his friend, upon the way of his friend. So let him look to whom he takes as a friend, his qareen. Al-mar' la tas'al, was'al 'an qareenihi. Person is not the person you should ask about. Ask about his friends, because everyone, upon with his friend, he is yaqtadi. He follows. He follows his friend in that which he does. In most cases, they are the ones, because it's going to be sooner or later you're going to be rubbing off your bad character with him. He's going to rub off his bad character with you. Keep away from bad friends. Yawm al-qiyamah, bad friends would not help you. When the person will bite at his fingers. وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ عَلَى نعم يوم يعض الظالم على إيش يديه ويقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلت ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. Look, يوم القيامة he's biting his hand. If I did not take a way other than the way of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, woe is me if I didn't take fulan as a friend. SubhanAllah. That's the state of bad friends. Yawm al-qiyamah, you'd rather not be with that person. Far away. And you will realize what he has done to you. And the people also will, those who led them astray, they will blame them. And those who were blamed will also blame the others, their followers. So they will blame each other. So why have bad friends, ya akhi? Choose good friends that remind you of Allah. Good friends that keep up the salawatul khams, the five daily prayers. Good friends that remind you to get to Jannah. That's a good friend. Not somebody takes you to drugs. Somebody who spreads bad films, pictures on the net. That's bad friend, evil friend. Would you like that for your mother, for your daughter, for your sister? No, you wouldn't. So why look into that which you dislike yourself for your own family? Bad friend who will take you to the pub or to drink alcohol or to drink bad things, that will intoxicate you and give you a sickness, damage your liver, damage your body. Allah makes haram the bad things. يُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. The bad things makes haram. وَيُحِلُّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. The good things it makes it halal for you. Keep away from bad friends. Bad friends who will backbite and lie and cheat and deceive, call you to that which is haram. Bad friends, subhanAllah. Allah, keep them far away from us. Keep the evil people far away from us. Bad friends are the followers of shaitan. Why do you want shaitan to be around you? Keep far away from shaitan. Rather, the worst of the bad friends are the people of innovation. Person is mubtadi' and he's your friend. How is that the case? Mubtadi', because bid'ah is worse than sin. Person may repent from sin, but not necessarily the bid'ah, because he thinks he's doing good. Worst friend, innovator. Innovator calling you to innovation, to bid'ah. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling you to, he says, come brother, let's go to celebrate the Prophet's birthday. A'udhu billah. The Prophet ﷺ did not call for this. The one who does bid'ah claims the Prophet ﷺ deceived the message. The Prophet ﷺ deceived the message. A'udhu billah. So the one who does bid'ah, that's his state. As Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah mentioned, that is the state of that person. He's evil. He's evil, evil. The Prophet ﷺ warned against bid'ah before he appeared. The Prophet ﷺ warned against innovators as well before they appeared. And he showed us from Dhul Khawaisra, from him will come a people who recite the Quran and won't go beyond their throats. Bad friends, those who call you to bid'ah, the bid'ah of the Khawarij, for example, calling you to call Muslims kuffar, like Hizb al-Tahrir and Muhajirun, and these other political activists and takfiris, ISIS and Qaeda, and all of these bad friends. They're calling you to Jahannam. This is destruction, what they're calling you to. To kill yourselves and kill other people, innocent people. What good did you do? What good did you bring about in following the likes of these destructive groups, these evil groups? Na'am, we say that sincerely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to we say it sincerely to our brothers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has warned us against following the likes of these evil deeds, the evil people who have evil deeds, calling to destruction. And in the end, what benefit did they bring to society? Many of the takfiris here, well, they became Sufis. After a while they became Sufis because they don't have knowledge. They don't have ilm. They didn't study the books of the Salaf of the first 300-400 years, Hijriya, more than 1,000 years ago. They didn't study Bukhari. They didn't study Muslim. If they studied Bukhari, they won't be takfiri. If they study Bukhari sincerely, they will come under the chapter, they will come across the chapter, Bab kufur duna kufur. Bab nifaq duna nifaq. SubhanAllah. The chapter heading, that disbelief other than the disbelief, which takes you out of Islam. You see? They don't study these books. That's why they can't differentiate. To them, disbelief is one. You do an act of disbelief, you're kafir, khalas. Blanket takfir of people. These are bad friends. They call you to ignorance. They call you to politics that is not Islamic politics. They call you to politics of overthrowing the rulers. Politics of revolution. Politics of chaos. You see? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. You hear about the revolution in Spain? Catalonia? You heard about Catalonia? Revolution in Spain. You see how they stop it quickly? They stop it quickly. But the revolution in Egypt, revolution, they want to carry on. Oh, you people, where's democracy? What happened there in Spain then? What happened there? You see? Democracy for some, but not for others. Actually, if you follow politics, you will not sleep. Therefore, it is better for each and every one of us to know the reality that this will not bring about change. The politics of revolution, the politics of killing and harming and chaos and demonstrations, this will not bring about change. What will bring about change is al-Iman. Al-Iman billah. Wal-Iman bil-Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turning back to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Having good friends that remind you of that. They are your true friends. Remind you of that. As for politics, we know it's politics, not politics. It's all politics. They tell you, oh, no, they'll make democracy. Sheikh Fawzan, he said, where's democracy then in Palestine then? Just iron and fire in Palestine. Just iron and fire. Talk about democracy. It's all lies. It's called poly-tricks. That's what it is. May Allah protect us. But we don't busy ourselves with that because we know the reality. We busy ourselves with the prophets, the way of the Anbiya. And we follow their path in reviving Aqidah Sahiha, in seeing how they strove. And with this you'll find a great change in society. It is a slow change, but it is the best change. It is the firm change. It is the change that will bring about a change, a real change. A change that, inshallah, will help the people get to paradise, will help the people to bring about justice upon the earth. Barakallahu fiikum. You heard about Catalonia, huh? When they demonstrate, they say, oh, well, what happened to democracy?